I'm Zed Lines. In local news, scientists and Bachelor Rangers are sampling mud from vehicles travelling to Kigari to test for invasive species. The 20,000 cars that travel to Kigari, also known as Fraser Island, each year all risk bringing invasive species to the island, according to researchers. Over 200 invasive plants and pathogens can be found on Kigari, according to the ABC. CSIRO scientist Tracy Steinrucken says that Kigari visitors should arrive with clean cars to help with island protection.
According to an international study, Australia and New Zealand experience the highest rates of breast cancer worldwide. The study revealed that 1 in 7 Australian women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime, while globally it is 1 in 20 women. A predicted contributor to these high rates includes Australia's ageing population. Despite the high rates of diagnosis, Australia's breast cancer mortality rate has in fact fallen by 2.1% a year. In international news, Elon Musk is being sued by unions and advocacy groups in the United States for the mass email sent to all federal government employees. The Department of Government Efficiency head sent an email asking all recipients to list 5 accomplishments they had completed in the past week or risk being fired. In the filed lawsuit, it alleges laws were breached regarding the federal workforce and the office personnel management. On X, Musk claimed he was acting on orders from President Donald Trump, despite Trump's appointees telling staff not to respond.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger today is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 11am. We will be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
Hey you! Yeah you! This next track comes with a language warning.